Chapter 4. A Wicked Plan. That night at dinner, Rikki Tikki Tavi didn't eat very much. He walked around the wine glasses on the table. There was lots of nice food, but he remembered Nog and Nagaina. While it was nice to be petted by Teddy's mother and to sit on Teddy's shoulder, sometimes he would remember the cobras. His eyes would turn red, and he would let out his war cry, Rick-tick-ticky-ticky-tick! Teddy carried him off to bed and insisted that Rikki Tikki Tavi sleep under his chin. Rikki Tikki Tavi had been raised well by his family, so he would not bite or scratch the boy. But as soon as Teddy was asleep, he went walking around the house. In the dark, he ran into Chuchundra, the muskrat. Chuchundra, being an easily frightened little animal, always kept close to the walls. He would try to be brave enough to go to the center of the room, but he could never work up enough courage.
"Don't kill me," said Chuchundra, almost crying. "Rikki Tikki Tavi, don't kill me."
"Do you think a snake killer kills muskrats?" asked Rikki Tikki Tavi with disdain.
"Those who kill snakes get killed by snakes," said Chuchundra sadly. "And how am I to be sure that Nog won't mistake me for you some dark night?"
"There is no danger of that happening," said Rikki Tikki Tavi. "Nog is in the garden, and I know you don't go there."
"My cousin, Chua the Rat, told me," said Chuchundra, and then he stopped.
"Told you what?"
"Shh! Nog is everywhere, Rikki Tikki Tavi. You should have talked to Chua in the garden."
"I didn't, so you must tell me. Quick, Chuchundra, or I'll bite you."
Chuchundra sat down and cried till the tears rolled off his whiskers.
"Poor me," he cried. "I've never even been brave enough to run out into the middle of the room. Shh! I mustn't tell you anything. Can't you hear, Rikki Tikki Tavi?"
Rikki Tikki Tavi listened. The house was very quiet, but he thought he could hear a faint scratching sound. It was a sound as faint as that of a fly walking on a window, the dry scratch of a snake's scales on bricks. "That's Nog or Nagaina," he said to himself, going into the bathroom through the drain. "You're right, Chuchundra. I should have talked to Chua." He quietly went to Teddy's bathroom, but there was nothing there. Then he went to Teddy's mother's bathroom. At the bottom of the wall, there was a brick pulled out to make a drain for the bathwater to flow through. Rikki Tikki Tavi hid by the wall and listened. He heard Nog and Nagaina whispering together outside in the moonlight.
"When there are no more people in the house," said Nagaina to her husband, "he will have to go away. Then the garden will be our own again. Go in quietly. Bite the big man who beat Karait first. Then come out and tell me, and we will hunt for Rikki Tikki Tavi together."
"But are you sure we should kill the people?" asked Nog.
"Yes. When there were no people in the house, there was no mongoose in the garden. As long as the house is empty, we will be king and queen of the garden. Remember, as soon as our eggs in the melon bed hatch, as they may, tomorrow, our children will need room. They will need quiet, too."
"I had not thought of that," said Nog. "I will do it, but I don't think we need to hunt for Rikki Tikki Tavi after. I will kill the big man and his wife, and the child if I can. Then I will come away quietly. The house will be empty, and Rikki Tikki Tavi will go away.